Why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back at the Homestead Miami Speedway, 64 laps remain in the Hard Rock Bet 300. Drivers on older tires because we're in the midst of our longest green flag run at now 43 laps and counting. Justin Allgaier, who is the fourth place driver, slid up. He also bounced it off of the safer barrier. No caution. We continue to soldier on. Allgaier stays in the number four spot. Let's pause now 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Motor Racing Network live at the Homestead Miami Speedway. The NASCAR Xfinity Series racing the Hard Rock Bet 300. I'm Alex Hayden. Alongside is Mike Bagley and Todd Gordon with Dave Moody and Tim Catalfamo out in the turns. Steve Post and Chris Wilner up and down the pit lane.
So as Alex mentioned a moment ago, we are 44 laps into this green flag run, the longest of the day. We've got 62 laps to go. Just checking on pit road with Steve Post. Posty, it's been a while since the majority of the field's been in. Lap 93 was the last time they pitted. We're at lap 138. When can we expect some pit service here before we shut this thing down?
When we look at this, it's about a 52 lap run, maybe about 50 laps when we got done with all the cautions. And so we're looking at a split point of lap 146, which is 7 laps from right now. Right now the pit road is open, or the pit window is open to make it to the end on fuel, but I think we're going to go about 4 or 5 more laps, and then I think we're going to get really busy here, because that is the point where we will split this stage evenly between the two halves of it.
We look up off turn number 4, peeling off the racetrack, becomes one of these drivers right off the bat. That is the 12th place runner, Sammy Smith, who now comes to pit lane under green flag conditions. The right side Goodyear tires have the lettering rubbed off where he's skirted the wall himself. Here's Sammy Smith making his way all the way to the end of the pit lane where Steve Post awaits.
He's in the first pit box. Here he is, the crew around to the right side of that automobile. They race for some track position back in stage number one. Used an extra set of those Goodyear Racing Eagles. Going to be 4 tires, a significant chassis adjustment for Sammy Smith. You're right, he has rubbed the rubber or the Goodyear right off the sidewalls. A little smoke or smolder and steam boiling out from under the car. Sammy Smith, they dropped the jack. He's down and away. This pit stop on 141.
Sammy Smith, the first driver to come down the pit lane, and obviously, Alex, he was in need of a trip to pit road because of what that car was not doing, and that's obviously handling to his liking. So they took the opportunity, brought that Junior Motorsports Chevy Camaro down the pit lane, got service now with 59 laps to go. There's still a lot of racing left to take place. And right now we're starting to see some teams angle up on the pit lane and trying to get themselves ready for the final pit stop and who could potentially win this race. Taylor Gray comes to pit road. So does Carson Quapple. Pit lane is open, and so is the pitting window. Let's follow Taylor Gray, who makes his way down the pit road along with Carson Quapple to Steve Post.
Carson Quapple hits his marks. Andrew Overstreet, the crew chief, calling his young driver in. Going to be 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel, and here is Gray, Taylor Gray, the veteran, Jason Radcliffe calling the shots. Taylor Gray, right side tires a little slow on the right rear. Chassis adjustment on that car. Left side tires off, left side tires on. Sunoco Racing Fuel is in. Taylor Gray is down and away.
Todd Gordon, does this force you as a crew chief to say, okay, we got to go ahead and come in, or do you try to stay married to your strategy?
Well, you look at the separation you have from these cars, and you start to think about how many laps they go before they jump you in track position. So when a guy pits from, say, 15th, I'm not worried as leader because I've got a time gap to him. You look at Kyle Larson, he's got 6.5 seconds on second. So when second comes, he can still go 2 more laps and not lose that position. That's all going to factor into where these crew chiefs make this call to put the last set on.
Brandon Jones makes his way to the pit lane, the lap 143. Chris?
What a great rebound for Brandon Jones and this Joe Gibbs Racing crew. He came to the radio and said it's starting to come to him, but he still needs a little bit help on turn. So they're going to make an adjustment there. Four tires in Sunoco fuel. Pit window continues to open as more leaders dip in. Here comes a couple more cars, including Matt DiBenedetto, who's had a great run as well as he gets four tires in Sunoco fuel.
Jesse Love now peels off the racetrack. Jesse will give up a position just outside the top five. Sheldon Creed is also in the pit lane. Let's cover the Sheldon Creed stop, Chris.
Too tight was the call from Sheldon Creed as he dipped on pit road. Kind of came in at an awkward angle as the right rear is starting to stick out almost over the yellow line in the box. They continue service here. It's going to be a weird exit for Sheldon Creed. Four tires and Sunoco fuel, Steve Post.
Jesse Love brings his wheel and Chevy in. Chassis adjustment. That car has just been loose the entire second half of this race. Going to be four tires, Sunoco racing fuel, Chris.
And Mayer is in, said the car's just way too loose. I have nothing for the Kyle Larson machine. They're going to make an air pressure adjustment as well as work on the chassis. Four tires for the Haas factory team in Sunoco fuel to send Sam Mayer on his way. And how about Austin Hill? Also, a bottom feeder most of this one. Also needed a little bit help on turn, said it was too tight.
Kyle Larson makes his way out of turn number four with the car dancing around. He's trying to get the car wowed down. Didn't spin it out, but the car got very loose under braking. The race leader, Kyle Larson, on pit road with 55 laps to go. He is headed to Steep Post on the turn one end of the pit lane.
Here comes Kyle Larson, brings that car in 45 miles per hour. 3, 2, 1. He had to dodge one car in the pit box right behind him. A car was leaving his pit stall as Larson was coming in. That's the Harris and Burton car. Going to be four tires. No adjustment on the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. Left side tires off. Left side tires on. Two pit boxes behind him. Here's Justin Allgaier. Larson is gone. Allgaier's crew around to the right side of that Chevy Camaro. Right side tires are done. Here they come to the left side. Sunoco fuel can is plugged into that automobile. Left side work looks good. They drop the jack. They drop the jack and down goes Justin Allgaier.
So a good stop there as the call was made by Steve Post and Chris Wilner. Here's Nick Sanchez, who's coming off the racetrack. He'll come to pit road. He's now being scored in the number three spot in this cycle. Sanchez awaits to make his stop in front of Steve Post.
Nick Sanchez brings his car in. It's been a really solid top 10 run for Nick Sanchez here at the track. He got his start in go-karts at. So Sanchez, crew around to the right side, got that work done. Left side work is done. Patrick Donahue, the crew chief on this car, looking for a solid day and looking for a solid pit stop as the left side work is now wrapped up on the Nick Sanchez car, and he is down in a way. Connor Zillich, the next driver. The crew is up on the pit wall. Here he is making his way down pit road. Connor Zillich going to be the next driver to come in and going to wrap up about the pit cycle down on this end of pit road as Zillich is midway down his pit crew in pit stall number 9. Here he is. Oh, he dodges him. Wyatt Snyder comes in and they about collided here. Zillich has a late entry into his pit box. He gets in nicely though. They're around to the right side. A chassis adjustment. That car has been loose all day long. Now around to the left side of that car. Left side tires are off that machine now. Sunoco fuel is plugged into it. Minor scrub of the front grill. And there goes Connor Zillich. He's down and away with his pit stop here on lap number 148.
And that will mean all lead lap cars have made their pit stop. Kyle Larson will reassume the top spot over Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, Jesse Love, and Justin Allgaier.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Welcome to Martinsville.
Martinsville isn't your average everyday racetrack. It's truly one of a kind. The speed, the shape, the history, the hospitality, and heck, even the hot dogs. A one-of-a-kind weekend at the short track of NASCAR with trucks on Friday, Xfinity on Saturday, and Cup Series on Sunday. It's one event too amazing to miss. NASCAR Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, March 28th through the 30th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
after this round of green flag pit stops, we now have 50 laps to go. Kyle Larson has a four-second lead over second-place Sam Mayer. He's got 11.5 seconds before the third-place car would have an opportunity to contend, and that third-place car is Austin Hill. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Kyle Larson continues to flog the field, but we can't take the trophy to victory lane just yet. Here's Connor Zilich peeling off the racetrack again. Zilich just made a pit stop. As a matter of fact, he was the last lead lap car to make a stop, and he's having to come back in right now. We'll follow up there in a moment, but certainly not what Zilich needed here on this one. Mike, is Zilich is making his way down.
Yeah, it's a penalty, a pass-through penalty for crew members going over the wall too soon. Now, that will end a day for you, especially on the final pit stop where he basically doesn't have any opportunity with the time needed to rebound from that, considering the lashing that Kyle Larson is laying upon this field today.
And that's just a tough mistake for a rookie here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and he's going to lose a lap. As a matter of fact, there are only 13 cars left on the lead lap. Daniel Dye is the last of those lead lap drivers. Connor Zilich no more on the lead lap, and he's falling down the leaderboard quite a bit. He's fallen all the way back to the 19th spot as of right now, about the sixth car a lap down.
You wonder if anybody in the NASCAR Cup Series garage is listening to our broadcast right now wondering, oh great, we're going to have to deal with this Larson thing tomorrow as well. He's a pre-race favorite to win. He is in his own zone right now. He had not the easiest of goes of it last night in the truck race, but this is just incredible to watch what he's doing right now. His lead now 3.7 seconds over Sam Mayer.
Yeah, and this is one of those things that you come here, I understand this, Kyle Larson. We identified this back, Joey Logano and I did back in 2014, raced him. Like, this kid really gets racing the wall, Kansas back then. But to come here and have a truck race, an Xfinity race, to just get in the rhythm of how he rips that wall and does it, he's going to be a contender tomorrow. But there's several others that I think can be part of it as well. We got to see where this all plays out.
Trying to win the entire weekend. He's racing all three of the NASCAR top national series here at the Homestead Miami Speedway this weekend. Picked up the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series win last night in the Baptist Health 200. What a drive he had there. Had to come from behind. Came from about, 4.5 seconds behind in the final 20 laps to pass and take the win.
Of course, that's how Friday night unfolded. We have what's unfolding in front of us, and we've got 42 laps to go here. And then don't forget, tomorrow we invite you to join us for the Straight Talk Wireless 400 NASCAR Live Race Day on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, and we'll be wrapping up our triple header coverage before we head off next weekend to the Martinsville Speedway. It's going to be another triple header. Got the Truck Series for you on Friday night. We've got a double header Saturday with practice and qualifying, and the NASCAR Xfinity Series U.S. Marine Corps 250. These same teams will be racing on the paperclip at Martinsville, and then 1 week from tomorrow, it'll be the Cookout 400 from the Martinsville Speedway. Can't wait to go short track racing tomorrow, mile and a half racing tomorrow, short track racing 1 week from tomorrow in southwestern Virginia.
Yeah, I can't wait for that as well, but let's not put this one in the books. Corey Heim was a dominant truck last night, had an issue. And that's that put him in a position that, that Kyle Larson took advantage of this. We're one caution away from stacking this field back up and putting some guys with short run speed right on Kyle Larson's bumper. It's going to be exciting to see where this plays out.
And they still all have one, well, not everybody, but most everybody still has one fresh set of Goodyear Eagle tires laying in their pit box. We say not everybody because of the strategy call that was made by some of these teams back in the earlier part of the race.
Sammy Smith won stage one by putting tires on at the end of the stage. That would be his bonus. His last set of stickers, he's got a set of, I think, 5 or 6 lap scuffs because they put that set on to win the stage in stage one and then came back and put stickers on behind it.
Just how dominant is Kyle Larson? He has just bypassed the 11th place running car of Carson Quappel. He has just lapped the 10th place car of Taylor Gray. Next up on the lapping hit list, it'll be Sammy Smith, and he's not too far away. Matter of fact, Kyle Larson just puts him a lap down at the start-finish line. Kyle Larson has lapped all the way up to 9th position. Next to go a lap down would be Nick Sanchez. And right now, Nick is exiting the back straightaway while Kyle Larson is exiting turn two.
It's just a display that we're seeing. But to reiterate what Todd Gordon said a moment ago, this race is far from over. Anything can happen in NASCAR racing. And with 39 laps to go, that is a long, long way to make it happen. Plus, you got to make sure the tires last that long. We're in the midst right now of our longest green flag run at 67 laps. Throw in the green flag pit stops that we had a moment ago as well. So these drivers and these cars are being pushed to their limits here, unlike anything they've seen all weekend long.
Good battle on the racetrack just outside of the top 10 is for the 11th position. Carson Quappel racing there, Harrison Burton. You've also got the Sammy Smith Taylor Gray battle heating up as everybody continues to jostle for real estate. Looking at Nick Sanchez on the racetrack, he too making some moves around some of those that are on the lead lap and some that are not on the lead lap. So right now, basically, everybody's angled up, and everybody except the driver with the last name of Larson is hoping for a caution flag. Kyle would love to see this go green all the way to the end. He's got 36 laps in order to do just that, and he would pick up the win today. However, as we have grown accustomed to expect the unexpected, and that caution flag could come at a moment's notice.
It could, and Sam Mayer is trying to be the highest finisher between himself, Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, and Jesse Love to win the $100,000 bonus in the Xfinity Dash for Cash. This is round one of four where the highest finisher will win that money, highest eligible finisher. You got to be running 4 points full-time in the Xfinity Series. The highest four finishers in this one at the conclusion of the race will be the four drivers when we go to Martinsville Speedway. That will be eligible. Then it's off to Bristol Motor Speedway and into the Rock. We return to Rockingham, North Carolina. Look forward to that race as well. That'll be the last round of this installment of the 2025 Xfinity Dash for Cash.
You know, you talk about drivers that are trying to wrestle for real estate. It may not be for a position on the lead lap, Alex, but it's for a position to be in position to get that lap back if the caution flag were to come out. We've got them stacked up there. You got Taylor Gray in 9th. You got Carson Quappel in 10th. You've got Sammy Smith in that battle as well. That battle now led by Taylor Gray in the throes of the leaders on the back straightaway.
And those three drivers have really been mixing it up, Mike Bagley, the last several laps. As a matter of fact, the last time by, Carson Quappel went up to the outside wall and slapped it hard with the right side of his Chevrolet. He trails Taylor Gray by a car length.
But he's got Sam Mayer, the second place car in the leaderboard, on his back bumper. They also have the Leland Honeyman car that's much slower to the inside.
Yeah, dual priorities here right now for this group of drivers. Here comes to the inside of the racetrack, diving low, Sam Mayer. Trying to pass them both, but he's not going to get either one and two.
Sam Mayer on the lead lap, racing Carson Quappel and Taylor Gray, who are a lap down. Both Gray and Quappel run the fence through turn three. Now here's Sam Mayer going down low, trying to get around both of them.
Gray is the first car one lap down. He's trying to keep Carson Quappel in the rearview mirror. That is going on with second place Sam Mayer right smack dab in the middle of that tussle.
Mayer dives deep to the inside of turn number one, and now will slide up across the nose. He will take those two spots and leave the battle now for that spot between Carson Quappel going to the inside inside.
The battle to be the free pass car continues as they go to turn number three. Carson Quappel has a fender out alongside of Taylor Gray. Quappel runs the middle. Gray gives him the space, and Quappel will go on by.
The second place car, Sam Mayer, is able to clear both of them and drive away. Let's follow up and get an update on Sam Mayer with Chris Wilner.
Well, right now, as you just documented, had to work his way through some of that lap traffic. But Jason Trincheri, his crew chief, as well as spotter Tyler Green, have been repeatedly telling Sam Mayer, yes, Kyle Larson may be skipping away, but you still have a job to do, and that's to save your right side tires, because if we get a chance to race him, we want to make sure we have something left. They're telling Sam to not worry about the lap times or even the gap to Larson. Just manage the traffic and still don't overuse the race car and just race the racetrack. So trying to, you know, keep their driver calm, because obviously it's not fun to watch the leader start to roll away, but they're still racing for something, and that's obviously the dash for cash, but more importantly, just another solid finish for this team and maybe a shot to race Larson if they get a chance at the end of this one.
Kyle Larson's lead over Sam Mayer, 6.1 seconds with 30 laps to go.
Imagine a scrapbook filled with all your favorite memories of 75 years at Darlington Raceway. Now imagine that scrapbook going 190 miles per hour.
Have you ever?
No, I've never!
You don't have to imagine. You need to get to Darlington. With the drivers of today, tackle the track too tough to tame, just like they did your first time. NASCAR Throwback Weekend at Darlington Raceway, April 5th and 6th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com. Discover South Carolina.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes. Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh!
Oh, a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at nascar.com/regional.
The only change in the top five since we've been away is the margin that Kyle Larson is leading this race. It's now up to 6.8 seconds over Sam Mayer, with Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, and Jesse Love the top five. 29 laps remain from Homestead Miami Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
27 laps to go here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Kyle Larson's lead almost 8 seconds over Sam Mayer. There are 8 cars on the lead lap. And when you look at the top five, the fifth place car is 24 seconds behind the race leader. This is a whooping for the ages, Alex, that Kyle Larson is putting on today.
It is, but we caution people, it is far from over. 26 laps still to go here in this race. Todd mentioned earlier what happened last night here in the Craftsman Truck Series race with Corey Heim up front having an electrical issue or something with the engine that was missing out on him, and he gave up the lead and lost the race to, ironically, Kyle Larson. So this one is far from over, Todd.
Yeah, it definitely is. It could go anywhere. 8-second lead. Hey, Dave Moody, he's driving. Kyle Larson's driving conservative out there, right?
No, not a chance in the world of that, Todd. And we talked about this before here at Homestead when Larson has had big leads and continues to set fastest laps, lap after lap, continues to run 8 inches out the outside wall. I mean, the last thing the world needs is for me to tell Kyle Larson how to drive a race car. But if you're his crew chief, do you call him off the wall by just a couple of feet just for safety?
I'd tell him to run the bottom down there on the white line
right.
just to see where we could go. But, hey, you know what? He's successful. He's up there ripping the wall, making lap time. 9.6 second lead at this point. It's just one caution flag away from being a whole tightened up race.
But if you're a jockey on your horse that the horse just wants to run, sometimes you got to let the horse do that, and you just steer it and guide it where it wants to go. And it seems like at this point in the race, that's what's going on.
And I have seen when you get somebody and ask them not to run 100%, they just don't know the rhythm changes for him. Right now, he's got a rhythm where he enters on the wall and where he rips around here. If you ask him to run a little different, if you run 3 feet off the wall, you don't have the air cushion up there. You may end up hitting the wall harder by doing that. That's why I'd put him all the way to the bottom if I had to.
Well, it's funny. For us mere mortals, he's putting the car in peril. For him, he's in his comfort zone.
Yes.
He's in the zone right now, and that's the last thing you want to take him out of.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's obviously, I'm not going to say anything about it. 10.3 seconds. He is just ripping the wall, making lap times.
10.3 is the gap from first back to second now to Sam Mayer. But Sam Mayer, at the moment, still is the driver of the four that is in position to win the $100,000 bonus. Sure, you want to win the race. Absolutely you do. And you want to get that check and that trophy. But you'd like to get a little greedy and take it all.
Right now, Kyle Larson leaves turn two. Remember about eight laps ago, we were talking about how, you know, Nick Sanchez, the next car to go a lap down, was way at the other end of the property? Well, that's changing. Kyle Larson is whittling away with Nick Sanchez, who is racing in a battle with Brandon Jones. They are racing for eighth and seventh, respectively. Dave Moody with Kyle Larson bearing down from behind.
Yeah, Larson's only about 20 car lengths back now. It was at least half a straightaway just a few laps ago. For the moment, Brandon Jones is keeping Sanchez in check.
Both these two of Jones and Sanchez have picked it up just a little bit, knowing that leader Kyle Larson is starting to run them down.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out now as Jones runs the high side. Sanchez in the middle of the racetrack. Larson's going to have to deal with them here much sooner rather than later. The lead, 10.9 seconds, basically 11 seconds. To put that into a better perspective, Larson is already in the middle of turn number one. We have to look over to turn four, and that's where second place Sam Mayer is. So Mayer is in four while Larson is in turn one, Mike. This is a pretty good old-fashioned woodshed whooping going on.
And Tim Cattle Famo, Nick Sanchez has the leader looming large in his rearview mirror.
Here comes the leader, Kyle Larson, in the turn three, just inches off of that safer barrier. Now a half a car length behind Nick Sanchez. Oh, Larson got the wall in turn three.
Yeah, he just bounced it off the wall, and those are the types of things you have to be aware of. As he comes by us, we look at it, and he's got some scuff marks down the right side of that red, white, and blue Chevrolet.
Last time we saw a dominant leader like this here at Homestead, it was Cole Custer in the season finale. At the end of that race, the second place car could not even see the leader at any juncture. Give it another five laps, that'll be the case with Kyle Larson.
Well, he is just bypassed Nick Sanchez. Nick Sanchez is running eighth. Kyle Larson up against the wall. Has the crosshairs on Brandon Jones, who's running seventh. They make their way out the corner. And right now, Kyle Larson is trying to overhaul Brandon Jones back to turn number one.
Here they come into one. Jones will ride right in the center of the racetrack. Kyle Larson goes to the bottom. Slide job across the nose. It was as easy as you thought it would be.
And it is simply just too easy right now for Kyle Larson. He puts Brandon Jones a lap down. The lap before, he put Nick Sanchez one lap in the rears. He is just cruising out front still, just right against the safer barrier.
He does have a significant gap before he can catch the sixth place car. Speaking of the leader, Larson, to put a lap on Jesse Love, the sixth place car, he's got some work to do if he wants to accomplish that feat. As Love is in front of Dave Moody, and Larson goes to one.
That's about the only challenge left, isn't it, Alex? How many of the lead lap cars can you put a lap down? He runs the fence. He's in a bit of lap traffic, but he's making short work of it.
And that distance between Jesse Love, who is the last car on the lead lap, and Kyle Larson is roughly about half the length of the back straightaway. However, Larson does not seem to have any trouble running people down.
Well, right now, he had to do a lane change because he closed up on some lap traffic. He's been running the wall the majority of the afternoon, but he caught Garrett Smithley. That forced Larson to dip to the inside to make a pass. Now, he has, Dave, resumed regularly scheduled programming against the Sabre Barrier.
Yeah, right back up on the fence. The good news for Kyle Larson, well, as if he needs any more good news, the good news is when he has to go to the middle of the bottom, Tim, he's able to do it with speed.
And he goes to the bottom, as a matter of fact, Dave, in turn three once again to drive around the Chris Wright car, who gives Larson plenty of room, and Larson easily powers off four.
Right on the bottom of the racetrack, Larson again just can do whatever he wants to do with that race car. It's not as easy as it looks. There's no doubt with his tires worn out, just like everybody else's, he's got to masterfully control that race car, and he's doing just that. He's running lap times at 36.2 seconds. Jesse Love, the last car on the lead lap in sixth, is running lap times now at 36.5 seconds. So Larson's still 3 to 4 tenths of a second faster than the sixth place car.
Quite an impressive outing for Kyle Larson and that HendrickCars.com team led by Greg Ives. Right now, Larson's lead 12.1 over Mayer. When he comes to the line, it'll be 14 laps to go. Matter of fact, he takes it back to turn number one, Dave, and once he bypasses some of this traffic, he's going to have some clear racetrack to work with.
Well, he's actually got a little company at the back door. Justin Bonsignor, on much fresher tires, is trying to get a lap back from Larson on the backstretch.
Bonsignor right up against the left side of Kyle Larson, now the leader into turn number three. Justin will cleanly get past the machine of Kyle Larson and swing it up to the outside.
As they come up off of turn number four, 13 laps to go now here in the Hard Rock Bet 300. Kyle Larson right in the middle of two cars that he's trying to put more laps down, or at least try to stay away from, as they've got a little bit fresher tires.
Yeah, same situation now for Brennan Poole. He'll drive underneath Larson, and Kyle wisely says, you go on ahead, young man. I got a different agenda right now.
Yeah, Larson has no business messing with those two machines of Justin Bonsignor and Brennan Poole. He lets them go, but remains committed to the outside lane.
I know it looked almost impossible for a few laps ago, but Kyle Larson continues to chip away at Jesse Love, who's running in position number six. Jesse's at the start-finish line now. Larson hits the line now. Dave, looks like Jesse Love may be starting to get some wrath of the Larson car.
Yeah, he'll be feeling the hot breath of Kyle Larson on the back of his neck soon enough. There's just nobody in the house that can make any kind of problem for Kyle Larson.
That gap that Jesse Love had to the leader a few laps ago was a half a straightaway. Now it's about a quarter of the straightaway, just to give you an idea how quickly Larson is running him down.
And Larson just rides a bit against the outside wall that is dotted with Goodyear rubber marks all the way around it from all day's action, whether it's Cup Series practice where a lot of drivers got into the fence doing the same thing that the Xfinity drivers are doing here in their 300-mile race. There will be 10 laps to go next time by. Larson leads Sam Mayer. Austin Hill is third. Justin Allgaier fourth. Sheldon Creed is fifth. And the last car on the lead lap in sixth is Jesse Love.
So with an impressive outing like this for Kyle Larson, who leads now by 14.3 seconds, Steve Post, what is the communication between team and driver like right now?
The team and the driver just continue on as far as the communication goes. I mean, they're navigating them around the lap traffic, but all they're saying is the number of laps left. Occasionally they'll give him his lap time, and they are keeping him apprised of that margin back to second place, but that is all it is. It's very analytical, very just as matter of fact, and Kyle Larson just continues to matter of factly pick him up and lay him down and extend that lead, but it's just details about the lap times and lap lead, or the lead is all that Kyle Larson is getting over the radio from that team.
Adam Wall is the crew chief for Kyle Larson here this afternoon. He's been a longtime engineer with Hendrick Motorsports, and now he gets the opportunity to jump up on the pit box, be a crew chief, and making the most of it. And this number 17 car from Hendrick Motorsports Stables for the Xfinity Series is a bit of an all-star car here this season. It's already raced twice this year at Circuit of the Americas. William Byron drove it to a second-place finish. At Phoenix Raceway, Alex Bowman drove it to a second-place finish. And here we are in the third time this car's been on the track at Homestead. Kyle Larson has got a 15.5-second lead.
Chase Elliott will be racing that car. All of the full-time Hendrick Motorsports drivers will be racing that machine, including Connor Day, who will also get a chance to drive that as he starts his Xfinity Series career in a part-time effort later on this year. But that car is going to be on track about 15 times, and right now it's in good hands with Kyle Larson, who just put a lap on Jesse Love, leaving only five cars on the lead lap with eight laps to go.
And Hendrick Motorsports, you mentioned Corey Day. He is a very high talent on that Hendrick Motorsports
Trouble
list.
Main straightaway. Taylor Gray is around, gets tangled up on the main straightaway, spins to the inside of the racetrack, and we are under the caution flag for the sixth time this afternoon. A much-needed caution flag for every driver not named Kyle Larson.
So caution flies and Todd Gordon, I'm assuming everybody will come to pit road and put on fresh tires.
Oh, I think the five that are on the lead lap will come and get fresh tires. I think the guy that gets the waiver round, which will be Jesse Love, will come get fresh tires. I think everybody else that's one lap down takes a waiver round and hopes we have another caution where they can come with their tires at that point. We'll see where it plays out.
Kyle Larson's 19.5 second lead is gone with the waving of the sixth caution flag this afternoon.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Caution flag flying here at Olmsted Miami Speedway with six laps to go in the Hard Rock Bet 300. Pit road will be open. Question is, will there be any takers? We'll find out in a moment from Olmsted Miami Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Back at Olmsted Miami Speedway, pit road is open. The five cars on the lead lap are pitting now to Steve Post.
Kyle Larson, that lead put 12 cars between him and second place, and so he is on pit road. Might have been the first car to hit his marks, and he's pitting pit box number five. Crew around to the left side. They are just making sure that they do everything right with that advantage they had of all those lap cars. Drop the jack, and Kyle actually gingerly rolls out of pit road. He is long gone getting pit service down here. Justin Allgaier, the other driver on this end of pit road. Sam Mayer goes out in the second spot. Austin Hill goes out third. There goes Allgaier fourth, and it looks like Sheldon Creed is fifth. Chris Wilner, what about the pit stops in front of you?
Yeah, Sam Mayer's crew did a really nice job with a four-tire change in Sunoco fuel. No changes. Jason Trinchieri actually helping get the pit sign out for his driver, his crew chief. Sheldon Creed came over the radio and said, I just need a little bit of help carrying the center of the speed in the corner. They made an air pressure adjustment. And then Austin Hill, we mentioned the cording on the right front tire the last two stops, said, I just need the front tires to come in for this shootout. Four tires and fuel for those on the lead lap for the shootout here at the end.
Interesting how slow those pit stops look right there compared to what we normally see out of these teams.
Well, we've got so much separation coming to pit road. Like we talked about, Kyle Larson had, I think, it would look like 10 cars between him and the 41 of
Sam Mayer.
Sam Mayer. Terrible about this. And what you can't pull up to pit. So Sam Mayer's trying. He wants to in the worst way, but Kyle Larson pulls off here. Until you get to the point where you pull off the racetrack to go to pit road, you can't pass those lap down cars. Created a big separation. Kyle Larson had plenty of a gap. Just take it easy. Make sure all 20 lug nuts are tight. Have a good pit stop here.
We are not in overtime, just for the record. We've completed 196 of 200 laps. The cars one or more laps down have the freedom to pit right now, including the driver that just got the free pass, Jesse Love. So Jesse Love, the sixth-place driver, is back on the lead lap, and he is now on the pit lane getting his four fresh Goodyear tires and will head back out on the racetrack. So we get close to it, but it looks like we're going to have about a two-lap dash before this one ends.
And you look at this. This was when it opened up for the guys that were a lap down or more. We had very few cars on pit road because everybody's going to take the opportunity to wave around and get one lap back to the leaders that just pitted. That the guys that are one lap down will get back to the lead lap, but they'll be tail end because it waved around. They are hoping for another caution to give them an opportunity to get in the mix as well.
There's a whole lot of drivers getting waved around right now as the pace car lays over. And when they come back to the line, that'll be one to go. And then we'll be able to get this thing settled up right now. So let's see here. We'll count them.
You better get an abacus.
Talking about three quarters of the field, an abacus and a sundial. Finally, everybody basically makes their way around the safety car as a wave around. So with all this being said, 25 cars just got waved around the pace car to rejoin the tail end of the field for what will be, Alex, a two-lap sprint to the finish, but not an overtime finish. I thought we were going to get the one to go right there. We will not, because actually so many cars got waved around. They got to get caught back up to the tail of the field.
And one of the things that actually works in a favor here, Jesse Love, because nobody, there's very few of those lap down cars came to pit road and took the wave around as the free pass. I don't believe you go behind the wave arounds. You end up at the tail end of the cars that pitted. So Jesse Love is sitting here restarting probably 8th, not like 30th.
So that is a big deal, because you're right. The car that is the free pass car gets to restart in front of the cars that waved around. So that'll be a big advantage for Jesse Love. You got to feel like they're back in the ball game now with an opportunity at this thing. By the way, we now are officially going into overtime. We did not get the one to go because of the wave around and so many cars trying to get caught back up. We were not able to get the one to go. We'll get it this time with two to go, which means the green flag will come out with one to go in the regular scheduled distance. So we now are officially in overtime.
And the way that works, in case you're new to NASCAR racing, overtime works with when the green flag flies in the overtime session. Everybody is obviously under that green flag. If the caution flag comes back out before they come to the white flag, we'll re-rack them. And we'll keep going until we get to the white flag. Once the white flag flies over the race, there will be one of two flags that will end it. Either the black and white checker flag or the caution flag. But you have to get back to the white flag.
This is only the fifth time the Xfinity Series has gone to overtime here at Homestead Miami Speedway. And only two of the last 11 races have gone into overtime. So it is a bit of a rarity. Mike, they're getting the opportunity to choose right now what lane to restart in.
Kyle Larson will restart on the bottom. Sam Mayer will restart on the bottom. Remember, earlier in the race, Sam Mayer was restarting on the outside. The outside lane is not the most ideal lane to restart in. Austin Hill, who is on the scoreboard in third, will make the move up and will start on the front row with Kyle Larson. So he will start on the outside. You've also got Sam Mayer, who will restart on the inside of row two. Justin Allgaier will restart on the outside of row two. You got Sammy Smith will restart on the inside of row three. Sheldon Creed on the outside of row three as well.
Because of the choose and Mayer electing to go to the inside lane and Hill going to the outside of the front row, that puts Austin Hill now in position to win the $100,000 for the Dash for Cash. But he's got to get a good restart on an outside lane that has not been the most ideal.
And the refresher on that, Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, Austin Hill, Sam Mayer are the four drivers that are eligible for the Dash for Cash bonus. $100,000 in the balance. They do not have to win. The highest finisher of the four will win that bonus that we are two laps away, well, at least tentatively, hopefully, from giving away.
Here comes the field through turn number four. The pace car lights are out. They will make their way onto the pit lane with that blue and white Chevrolet Corvette pace car. They have to stay in line before they get to the start-finish line to move out. Into the restart zone they come. Green flag goes in the air. Oh, Kyle Larson doesn't come up to speed very quickly. Austin Hill gets away with the lead. They're going to scramble at the top of the field.
Austin Hill around the outside takes the lead. Larson gets drop-kicked back to third. Allgaier around the outside. He takes second. He'll go low to the bottom for the lead on the back straightaway.
Allgaier wants the lead. He's side by side with Austin Hill into turn number three. Allgaier on the bottom of the racetrack. Austin Hill right alongside of him.
The restart is under review. A potential jumping of the restart for Austin Hill. They come out of four. It'll be the white flag. Side by side. Banging quarter panels. Hill and Allgaier for the point.
Allgaier on the inside. Hill on the outside. Larson looking to the inside on Sam Mayer. That's the battle for third. Allgaier breaks three. He's got the lead on the back straightaway.
Austin Hill slid wide in turn number two. Now he's got to deal with Sam Mayer. Up front, it's Justin Allgaier in his orange Chevrolet leading by two car lengths to three.
He's on the bottom of the racetrack, a car length and a half now over Sam Mayer. Remember, the restart is still under review. Here comes Allgaier to the checkered flag, and Justin Allgaier will be the first driver underneath the checkered flag. For the moment, Justin Allgaier is being scored as the winner, and NASCAR now makes it official. The restart is clear. Justin Allgaier is going to win the Hard Rock Bet 300. Sam Mayer is second. Austin Hill third, Kyle Larson fourth, Sheldon Creed is fifth.
And Jeb Burton slams into the outside wall here at the main straightaway, ricochets and then clips the inside wall, damage both left and right for Jeb Burton. Justin Allgaier goes back to back in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We go to pit road.
Jim Pohlman, the crew chief down here. Jim, boy, I'll tell you what, never give up this team, and now Justin Allgaier is a winner here at this racetrack. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's unreal, really. Come a long way with Justin here. He's struggled in the past and hasn't been his best racetrack, so really proud of this Brandt Chevrolet team. All the guys on it are HMS partners. The pit crew is phenomenal today. Just total team effort.
Total team effort led by Jim Pohlman, the crew chief.
Never a top five at Homestead Miami Speedway. Check that box off the list. He's now a winner. Allgaier wins the Hard Rock Bet 300.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR.
An exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins with the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR.
Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
It's the fastest, most unpredictable speedway on Earth.
Talladega Super Speedway. It's not a place for the meek. There are no pleases and thank yous.
Oh, he gets tattooed!
It's not quiet, and it doesn't pretend to be. Ah! It's where anything is possible, and everything you've ever loved happens. All at once.
We're gonna get it!
NASCAR weekend at Talladega Super Speedway, April 25th through the 27th. Get your tickets now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Justin Allgaier not only gets the checkered flag and the winner's share of the purse, Justin Allgaier has won a $100,000 bonus. He wins the Xfinity Dash for Cash as well. He had to come back with the help of a caution, Steve Post, to beat Kyle Larson, who was the dominant driver. The other top five finishers, Steve, are Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, and Sheldon Creed.
Austin Hill, we're going to catch up with Austin down here, leans up against his car. Austin, it certainly wasn't the win that you had last fall. Looking at the scoring pile on a third-place run, just kind of describe how you accomplished that today.
Yeah, I mean, our Global Industrial Chevrolet was decent all day. It couldn't hang with the 17 and 41, unfortunately, on short run. Once we got really late into a run, it was really good, but we would lose so much track position to the guys in front of us that you just couldn't run them back down. So, yeah, that restart was tough. 17 was kind of playing games there, and he kind of, like, brake checked, and then I brake checked, and then we went. And then, like, when we went, I'm buzzing tires, and I just drove in really deep into one just trying to – make sure that the 7 didn't get to my outside, and then he got underneath me and thought I was going to be in preferred lane coming to the white, going down into 1, and I tried to put it on his door and kind of got on the splitter, and then it like shoved really bad up the racetrack. So, man, unfortunate just because we definitely could have won that race. Obviously, we were there in the thick of it. Just unfortunately, we lost the race and the 100 grand. So I'm pretty ticked off right now, but once I get back to the lounge and cool down, I'll be fine, and we'll just keep digging going forward. We've had speed each and every week, so that's all you can ask for. We'll end up in victory lane eventually.
They absolutely will. And speaking of the 100 grand, he is qualified and will be going for that 100 grand next week at Martinsville, Virginia. Let's run back here and see if we can catch up with Sheldon. Sam Mayer is down here leaning up against his car. A second place finish down here for Sam as he kind of does a little debrief. Sam, second place run. Can you kind of describe that green-white checker at the end, and how'd you end up second?
Well, I mean, I was going to finish second anyway, but huge props to these guys at Haas Factory. They put together a really fast Ford Mustang Autobel. It's our course. And I'm frustrated with myself. I really kind of botched that last restart. I obviously messed up the 17 and gave the outside lane the first time it jumped the inside lane. So kind of sold that. Obviously, I'm really frustrated because the car was as fast as Xfinity Mobile. So to finish second is a good day. We had an amazing points day, but given the opportunity we had there at the end and finishing second and messing up the last restart, it's quite the bummer. But we're going to go hit the workbooks and the notebooks and get better, because second place isn't good enough on the front end or the back end.
Yeah, boy, it was a tough day. As he said, he was kind of destined to be second no matter what, but he kind of got there weird at the end of it. We're going to catch up with Kyle Larson, and Sam just talked about that restart at the end. Kyle, from your perspective, that restart at the end, describe what happened.
From my perspective, he just lagged back and, you know, was trying to time it, I'm sure, you know, to try and poke it 3 wide to my inside by the time I got the line, but lagged back and just slammed the shit out of me and had my rear tires off the ground. So yeah, then I'm just going the whole front stretch just spinning as he's still underneath me. So yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I probably would have been similar to him had I been in that position, but yeah, he just hit me so hard and it just had my rear tires off the ground.
There we go. That is Kyle Larson's perspective. What a dominant run, that's for sure. Those of you listening, we do apologize for the language from Kyle Larson there as he debriefed and set it up with us. Let's talk to Sheldon Creed down here as he is coming down. Sheldon, it looks like two of the Haas Factory teams up here in the top 5. I know top 5s may not be what you're looking for, but how was the speed? How was the car and your top 5 run? Just kind of tell us how you got here.
Yeah, I mean, certainly both of us want to win, and in our Haas Factory cars had a great look in Road Ranger Redcon 1 energy car today, fast Xfinity internet at times, and yeah, I feel like I was close to being the best car at times, and then other times I was just really tight, so kind of what we fought all year so far. So yeah, we're going to keep chipping away at it. Obviously a lot better car than we had last week, so just need to keep building.
A lot better car than last week. It's progress for Sheldon Creed down here. The Haas Factory team, Joe Custer down here, really pretty happy camper down here. He didn't get the win, but they had second and fifth place cars down here with Sheldon Creed and Sam Mayer this afternoon.
They were in the hunt here today, those two Haas Factory team Ford Mustang Dark Horses. Mayer with a solid drive. Came up just a bit short. Sheldon Creed finishes in the top 5 again. He's a mainstay in the Xfinity Series inside the top 5 every week. But what a race we saw again, Todd Gordon, here at Homestead. We talked about it. Even though Larson had a half a track lead essentially on everybody and a lap all the way up to the fifth place driver, we kept cautioning, this race is not over.
Yes, it's not. It isn't over until the checkered flag's flying. And one of those situations where we had 5 cars that were still on a lead lap, and you're one caution away. You know, you talked about how long the green flag run was through green flag pit stops, but we had that caution. It jumps the field back up. And then you sit down here in crew chiefs when you know you've got a 2 or 3 lap run. You bump air pressures up in the tires. You think about making that car more like a qualifying car to run really fast laps. When we do that, it makes it really hard because there's more air in the tires, especially the rear tires. You spin the tires on restarts because the tire's not gripping down the racetrack. That's one thing that we always fought when we pumped the tires up. These late restarts became more edgy because you could spin the tires easier.
It was very costly for Kyle Larson and company. However, it was a very gratifying day for Justin Allgaier, Junior Motorsports, and that number 7 team taking the checkered flag, going back-to-back in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the first two-time winner of the season, and also claiming his sixth Dash for Cash bonus. $100,000 goes to Justin Allgaier. He's getting out of the car. We go to Chris Wilner.
And here on the front straightaway, Victory Lane, the Junior Motorsports crew showers him with water as he holds up the $100,000 check, courtesy of the Dash for Cash. And Justin Allgaier just says, let's go to his whole team. Justin, I tell you what are the emotions going from, all right, we're pretty much going to get a top five out of here, to, holy cow, we've got a shot to win, and then you go out and make it happen. Just what are the emotional roller coaster like?
The emotional roller coaster is something I can't even describe to you. To come to this racetrack for so many years and to be quite honest with you, be awful. I think arguably this is my worst racetrack on the schedule. And Jim Pullman and this whole team all week have just talked about, if we put ourselves in the right position and we're there at the end of the race, we can win this. Obviously the 17 car was the dominant car. They had the race, and that last restart when the 41 chose the inside, I thought, well, maybe we might have a shot out of here. And then when he hit the 17 and spun the tires, I was like, this is just a gift right here. And, you know, I knew we had to race it out with Austin, but what a battle, what a race. We got a ton of folks here from Trademark Nitrogen, everybody from Brandt. You know, everybody at Chevrolet has been working really, really hard, and to have, what, four or five out of the top six, whatever it was, right? All Chevrolets, that's a big deal. The Hendrick Engine Shop, it's understated what they do for our race team. All the men and women back at our shop, all of our partners, you know, not just Brandt, but Hellman's and Jarrett and Tufco and Carolina Carports, Sim, just everybody that's a part of this race team. It just means so much, and this team is firing on all eight cylinders right now, and to go back-to-back, there's nothing quite like it. So huge thank you to Xfinity. You know, what they do for this sport is understated, and to be able to win the Dash for Cash here, to lock our way into the Dash for Cash next week and another great racetrack for us, there's just so many things that momentum-wise we have going for us right now. And, you know, my wife and girls were supposed to come. My motorhome broke down, and they weren't even able to come. And they're saying 60 days on parts, so maybe we'll figure something out, maybe get them at some of these races moving up so that if we were to win again, they can be there.
I'd say that extra cash is going to help on those parts, but finally, too, you mentioned the momentum, but the fact that this team has to constantly go through adversity, what does it say about the group that Jim Pullman and this entire group have come together and really rallied behind?
We laugh, if you want it easy, don't come to the 7 team, because we make a lot of our own holes, and we do a lot of the things that probably hold us back, personally. But when you win and you have those moments, it makes it that much sweeter. And this race team has done just an absolutely awesome job. We made a lot of change in the offseason, and this whole team has really rallied. And all four of our Junior Motorsports Chevrolets were fast today, right? Different things keep them from being in the mix, but we're all fast, and very rarely do you have that. So proud of our team, proud of the effort, and I'm rambling, but man, God is good, and we're going to go celebrate this one for sure.
You earned it. Congratulations. Justin Allgaier back-to-back here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, getting his first Homestead Miami win.
It's a fantastic drive, and the late race caution proved to be the one that Justin Allgaier needed to get the job done. Another great race, Todd.
Yeah. I mean, it just, you come down to the end, you stack them up, and we had all six of those guys into turn one, top six positions, fighting for it and battling all the way to the checkered flag.
So Justin Allgaier gets the win. Sam Mayer finishes in second. Austin Hill was third. Kyle Larson fourth. Sheldon Creed fifth. Jesse Love finished in sixth. It was Brandon Jones in seventh. Nick Sanchez in eighth. Daniel Dye ninth. And Carson Quapple finished in tenth.
Harrison Burton was 11th. Connor Zilich was 12th. And Dean Thompson 13th. Brennan Poole was 14th. Jeb Burton 15th. Justin Bonsignor 16th. Parker Retzlaff 17th. Anthony Alfredo was 18th. John Josh Williams 19th, and Ryan Ellis was 20th.
Sammy Smith finished in 21st. Ryan Sieg was 22nd. It was Taylor Gray in 23rd. William Sawalich in 24th, and Blaine Perkins was 25th. Jeremy Clements finished in 26th. Kyle Sieg in 27th. Brad Perez in 28th. Joey Gase 29th, and Myatt Snyder in 30th.
Garrett Smithley finished 31st. Chris Wright was 32nd. Patrick Emmeling 33rd. Leland Honeyman 34th. Mason Maggio was 35th. Matt DiBenedetto 36th. Corey Heim 37th. And Christian Eckes finished the race in 38th position. Tomorrow, the Motor Racing Network team is right back here at the Homestead Miami Speedway as we get set to bring you the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Motor Racing Network airtime is at 2 o'clock Eastern Time for NASCAR Live Race Day. Big thanks to everybody on the broadcast today. Dave Moody, Tim Catalfamo out in the corners for us today. Steve Post and Chris Wilner on the pit lane. On behalf of Todd Gordon and my broadcast partner, Mike Bagley, my name is Alex Hayden. Collectively, we congratulate Justin Allgaier. He's won the Hard Rock Bet 300 at Homestead, Miami.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Hard Rock Bet 300 has come to you from Homestead Miami Speedway. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Homestead Miami Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Trey Downey. Broadcast engineer Steve Fridley. Studio engineer Andy Pachenik. Audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.